my god.
No, it's just so great.
You're writing poems?
Do you want to explain to her how it works?
Yeah, sure.
Tell us anything, like give us any topic.
Late this March, these two writers, Nandi Comer and Stephanie Horvath, sat down at Soma Coffee House for a few hours with two old typewriters and wrote poems for anyone who asked, on topics ranging from the Chinese occupation of Tibet to tomatoes. Other poets were present at the public library, the Poorhouse Cafe, and the Indiana Memorial Union.
I started just rounding up poets, like friends, people whose work I admired.
That's Kathleen Rooney, a poet and professor at DePaul University in Chicago, who launched Poems While You Wait with some of her colleagues. The way Poems While You Wait works is simple. A few poets get together, gather as many typewriters as they need, go out into the world, and wait for clients. All donations go to an organization of the poet's choice.
If you're open to that kind of exchange and that kind of almost like, you know, jazz or improv comedy or something like that, then this is great. So many people write articles or are teaching in programs and saying things like, oh, poetry is dead, nobody wants poetry, nobody reads poetry. I get why people say that, but I think they're wrong, and I think Poems While You Wait is one way to kind of prove that. Demand exceeds supply of poems mm-hmm. with Poems While You Wait. I just think that's a really good statement about poetry and a really good statement about people.
Slip war paint under my eyes. I am ready to upturn today's chain-link fence and forge a new necklace of forgiving. In another world, in another lifetime, we are embracing our craggy and spindly enemies.
That's poet Nandi Comer, crafting a poem to order in Soma. Writing poems on demand is not a new phenomenon. Take this scene from the 1995 film Before Sunrise, in which a homeless man makes this proposal to some passersby.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
So, I would like to make a deal with you. I mean, instead of just asking you for money, I will ask you for a word. Yeah, you give me a word, I take the word, and then I will write a poem with the word inside.
Kathleen Rooney shows this clip in her workshop to demonstrate that the Poems While You Wait project is not novel, but is a time-honored tradition. Far from this romanticized vagabond poet image, however, Rooney emphasizes that when it comes to Poems While You Wait, poetry is by and for the people.
Like the two words we use all the time are unexpected and unpretentious. And so we don't want to be preachy or like, oh, you know, ignorant people, you need poetry. No, not at all. But we want to be like, hey, fun people with a curiosity about life and the world who appreciate interesting stuff. Like, how about a poem?
I picked a topic.
Oh, awesome.
The topic is tomatoes.
I say go ahead and grab something to drink. It might be 20 minutes.
Oh, what's the problem?
Okay. My tomato love. Sharp, red, like a vein. In winter, your insides thaw to a raw, pink, watery seed spilling.
Poetry to me is a communicative act. It's not a puzzle. It's not a mystery to be solved. It's not something you do just for yourself. And so I think it's a good antidote to what can otherwise be a pretty solitary, unappreciated pursuit.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Colleen Leahy.